Well, Melissa Williams, welcome to Upfront and welcome home, I should say.
Thank you so much. Happy to be home.
Yeah. So we're really excited. I was reading the bio and I was like, wait a minute. This young lady graduated from Clark Atlanta, or attended, I should say, Clark Atlanta University. And I got so excited. I saw that you were here when Carol Mitchell Leon, the great late Carol Mitchell Leon, was here, and just got so excited because I was like, oh my gosh, we probably have crossed, you know, paths in the hallway as you were, you know, running to class and I'm running down, you know, trying to get stuff done here at WCLK. But you're starring in Tyler Perry's new BET Plus series, Ruthless. This is going, this is actually premiering Thursday, March the 19th. And really excited about this because I've been watching The Oval, my sister and I, faithful watchers of the show. And we were trying, you guys were tricking us because it was like, well, wait a minute. She was part of the cult, but then she's also the president's mistress. And then when we saw that Tyler was doing this new series, I was like, oh, okay. So it all made sense. But before we get into that, let's talk about you being a student here at Clark Atlanta University and how that shaped and helped your career.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. First of all, I can't say enough positive things about Clark Atlanta. I thought after Clark Atlanta, I watched this movie because I'm from Oklahoma.
Okay.
So I watched this movie called Drumline. Thank you, Nick Cannon. You literally inspired me to go to Atlanta for college because I saw that movie and as like a young impressionable high schooler, Oklahoma, to be honest, is not like African-American heavy. So I was like, this movie speaking to me in a way where I want to be around that. You know, I want to experience an HBCU. So I literally looked at the school that Nick Cannon went to on the movie and found out that, hey, that's not real. But the school that they shot it on is, and that's Clark Atlanta.
Wow.
So I applied. I actually applied to Spelman and Clark. Clark accepted me. Spelman was like, yeah, you know, your GPA is not high enough. And I was like, hey, one of y'all said yes, I'm here. I'm there. I've arrived. I left my little Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and came to Atlanta. And then what I took away from Clark Atlanta was find a way or make one.
Yeah.
So I literally have held on to that throughout my entire journey on this road to becoming a successful actress. My first ever role, I would like to say I applied that too because I didn't have an agent. I didn't have a manager. I literally was an extra. All I had was extra, you know, experience with Tyler Perry. Look at that full circle. And I said, I'm going to move to California because I want speaking roles. I mean, I've got theater training background. That was my major. Like, I want to speak now. And so moved to California, got on this website, which all actors know about, but it's called Actors Access, and literally sent in a picture, not a headshot, because remember, I'm like new to this all, a picture, and got an audition for The Game. But that audition was in Atlanta, and I had just moved to California. So find a way or make one. I literally begged people for money so I could fly, because I didn't have it. It was like the next day. No one has the next day airfare. I don't care. No broke actor has it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was something that I was like, no, I don't care. They gave me, this is my first audition. This is my first audition ever for a show that I watched, The Game. I'm getting down there. So finally, I was given the money by a friend, and I flew down there. And I went to the audition, and next thing you know, they're calling me, and they're like, you booked it? And I'm like, oh my God. God is so good. Because at the end of the day, if I didn't have that embedded in me, the find a way or make one mentality, I'm telling you, I wouldn't have found that out. I wouldn't have had that role. My life would have been a lot differently if I didn't have that embedded in me from Clark Atlanta.
Yeah. And what was it? What nuggets did you take from working with Carol Mitchell Leon, who was just a pillar in Atlanta's theater community for a number of decades, you know, and we sorely miss her?
You know, she... That woman was so special to me in that period of my life because she believed in me. She literally, you know, it's a powerful position when you're able to give somebody an opportunity to share their gift. And she saw something in me and was the epitome of grace and class. And just like, she was so smooth, you know, nothing fazed her. And she was just a very classy woman. And that's what I took from her and learned from her was the actress with class and grace will always prevail. And so I think that, yeah, I think that's something that I strive for on every set and everywhere that I go.
Yeah,
because of her. So
let's talk about you going from being an extra to a leading lady. You're starring in Ruthless. And let's talk about your character, Ruth.
Yeah, let's talk about her. So do you want to start with the extra one or you want to start with Ruth?
Let's start with Ruth.
Okay, so I actually, when I found out I got that role, it was because I got a phone call from Tyler Perry. So I originally got Denise, and I was offered Denise, and it was set in stone. And on a Sunday, I got a call from Tyler Perry, and he's like, Melissa, I think I want you to do Ruth. I want to do a spinoff for Ruth, and I know it's only 3 episodes in the Oval, but I'm promising you, it's going to be fun. The spinoff is going to be a wild ride. Do you want to do it? And I'm like, you know, first of all, it's not every day that a Tyler Perry calls your phone. So I had to first say, first of all, hi, Tyler Perry. Thank you so much. The answer is yes. You know, where do I sign? What do I do? I'm ready. You know, I'm just like, I can't even, because you just don't, I'm just sitting at my home. You know, I think I was watching a movie and I had actually missed the call because it was a not saved number. And I don't often answer those. So there was a text and the text said, Tyler Perry here trying to reach you. So, you know, I'm jumping on the phone.
Yeah.
And then he just starts telling me this and I'm like, oh my God, this is real. He's offering me a role on the phone right now. And so, he's like, you just need to just have you go in, because I had never auditioned for it. So he just had me go in and audition for it. And then maybe like 2 weeks later, they called and they were like, you're Ruth.
Wow. And what has the experience been like working with him from the perspective of going from an extra to a leading lady?
You know what? It's actually been the same, because as an extra, what actors I feel like need to know is there is so much value in being an extra and watching professionals do what they do, because you are not a professional if you're getting extra work, you know, you're striving to be. So I was watching Daddy's Little Girls. That's the movie I was extra on.
Okay.
And I was just watching that. I was studying Gabrielle Union. I was studying Idris Elba. Like, I was happy and excited to be there. I was watching how Tyler, he spoke to the extras. He greeted his cast. Everything I saw him do years ago, same thing for myself. Like, I had that firsthand experience and nothing changed. Same man, same genuine, like, care for his crew and cast. And that's why I was like, nobody can tell me anything about him, because I literally watched him as an extra, as just like a bird's eye view. And now I'm here firsthand as the lead of one of his shows, still saying the same thing. It's something to be said about a person that you can say the same thing about year after year after year, you know,
yeah.
The same positive things about. So that was kind of my journey. I mean, the extra work, I even did some here in California only because, like I said, when you're in a different arena, Atlanta is a different market than LA. So I wanted to learn TV and I wanted to learn, comedy. And so these were all free classes for me. Being an extra was like free classes, but you get a little change, not a lot. Okay. You can't make a career off of being an extra.
Right.
But you can put some gas in your car and get you a little meal at McDonald's, maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
So I took that and I said, for whatever that's worth, that's not why I'm here. I'm not here for that money. I'm here to learn so that I'm not here permanently. You know what I mean?
Right. This show deals with religion, cults, and false prophets, but I wanted to talk about the positive side of faith and how that has played a major role in your career.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be alive without God. None of us would. And I thank God every day that He breathes breath in my body, because I know that it could be taken away just with a snap of a finger, with a blink of an eye. And if I didn't have the faith that I have, which was built to this point. And I think God takes you through the peaks and valleys and the ups and downs so you can build your character and faith in Him. But I think that's what's kept me sane. And also, I mean, I have a video on my Instagram where I still look at it from time to time, but I chose to post it. It was me working at my overnight job, because as an actor, you need your whole day available. You may have a last-minute audition. You may have 5 auditions, and you cannot work a 9-to-5. So I had an overnight job at a hotel here in Beverly Hills, and on my break, my lunch break, I was already doing, I was in a fast, so I was just like waking up at 5 in the morning and praying and meditating for an hour for a month long. And during that, on one of my breaks at lunch, I literally just broke down, but I decided to film myself. And the things that I was saying only shows me that my faith is what has kept me going and has brought me to where I am. The faith in God and my faith in myself. Cause I was crying ugly tears in that video, but I was still saying, like, I know God has something for me, you know? I know He has something for me. I know He didn't put this gift in me and give me, you know, opportunities like this to be seen, and, you know, auditions and other roles that I've booked. If it was, like, for a game, I don't think He's going to be playing with my heart, my dreams like that. So I literally was in this video crying and saying that, and I'm like, I know something. So I did not want to post this video at first because it's a vulnerable moment. I'm literally at my job in the car crying. Okay. So I was like, I'm going to post this because I want people to know that, yeah, it's not all peaches and cream when you move to California and you're pursuing a career called acting. So I'm just going to post this, but the reason I'm posting it is because I want people to know I still have faith, even when I'm literally like, what are you doing up there, God? What's going on? I've been out here so long. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
That was the reason I posted it. I posted it because I wanted people to see that my faith was strong. And that's what I said in the video. I was just saying, like, I don't know, you know, what it is, but I know God has something in store for me. And I'm doing this video because I want to show myself that I had faith then. Even then I had faith. And literally, like, when I watch it, I still get chills because I'm like, wow, I was really in tune when I was doing that fast with my spirit. And it was just a magical moment. And so many people, actors, other people reached out to me and just said, thank you for posting that. You know, thank you for sharing your testimony, because I'm going through this, or I'm also, and it was cool. To see that the response was like, I can relate, versus like, you know, I don't even know what the other .. would be. But like, it was cool to see that people received it in a way where they could relate, and their faith was straight. Like, I was getting so many messages like, girl, you have encouraged me so much. Like, I'm about to start reading my Bible. Like, I'm about to, like, people were wanting to get back into their spiritual side and tap into their faith because of what I was doing in that video, crying and literally saying I still got faith.
Yeah.
Had people like, okay, I need to work on my faith. So yeah, it's important. It's important because literally this industry is not for the faint of heart. It's run by, you know, forces that are not the most positive, and so for you to maintain and be sane, you have to have your faith. You have to. Your faith in yourself, your faith in God, you have to. Because putting it in people will have you crying somewhere in the corner.
Yeah. Well, Melissa Williams, thank you so much for being a guest today on Upfront. Again, she is starring in Tyler Perry's new BET Plus series, Ruthless. It premieres on Thursday, March 19th, and we'll definitely be tuning in. And much success to you as you continue to soar.
Thank you, guys.